I've been on the stage many times, but not as a storyteller. This is brand new. When I was 14 years old, I fell in love with a boy who was into religion and Christianity in particular. It gets better, though. And I was raised in an atheistic household where my father worked very hard to protect me from any kind of religion. So, of course, I was curious, you know. And so this boy, the first thing we did was go to this guy's church. And, you know, I found it all very interesting. And we were very close. And unfortunately, about a year later, his parents relocated 300 miles away from where we lived in New York State to Washington, D.C. And I was heartbroken, so I did everything I could to skip a grade in high school and graduate early and run away to be with him. And we got a little efficiency apartment in Washington. And by this time, you know, fast forward, he's turned from Christianity to hallucinogens and Eastern mysticism, which was much more fun, actually. So, but he was really, we were both very, very fervent seekers. But he was really the leader. He was sort of a mentor to me, I guess, more than even a lover. But he was into Scientology and divine light mission and the Hare Krishnas and, you know, just dragging me from one place to another. And, you know, I was very bewildered. But he settled on the Hare Krishnas. He said, this is it. This is the one. We're going to do this now. So I wasn't into it. I thought, I saw them on the streets of Georgetown. I thought they were crazy. I couldn't ever imagine myself, you know, doing that kind of thing. But he was very insistent, and but I was very resistant. And I was going by train to New York to visit my parents, and I missed my bus to the train, so I had to go into the apartment and call a cab. And when I called the cab, he was sticking a magazine into my backpack. And it was Back to Godhead magazine, the magazine of the Hare Krishna movement. So, you know, I was like, okay. And when I was on the train, I had nothing to do, and I opened the magazine, and I found myself reading it cover to cover. I was just, you know, I had had very negative feelings about it up until that point, but I found myself so attracted to the ancient Indian wisdom. I was, you know, here were people 24 hours a day practicing bhakti yoga, this yoga of devotion, and I was very attracted to it suddenly, like overnight. So when I came back from New York, I quit my job, I gave away all my possessions, and I moved into the Hare Krishna Temple in Potomac, Maryland. And he moved in about a week after I did, and a couple weeks after that, and we had been living together, but when we moved to the Hare Krishnas, they had a very segregated policy of the sexes, and you really couldn't associate, especially back then, I think it's changed now, but you couldn't even really speak to a member of the opposite sex unless you were married. So this was very difficult, especially for my boyfriend. I was kind of just going gung-ho at that point. I was like, what boyfriend? I don't know. But anyway, the temple president called us into his office on a Friday evening, and he suggested that we get married. And we were thinking about getting married anyway, so we decided, okay, we'll get engaged. And the very next day, his mother showed up and asked him to come with her. She wanted him to help her move or something. And there was something about it that I felt very uneasy about. I just had a feeling, and when I kissed him goodbye, I just felt like maybe I wasn't going to see him again. And sure enough, I found out later, his mother took him down the road to an awaiting van with these thugs, deprogramming thugs. And, you know, they bound him up, they took him to a motel, they didn't let him eat or sleep, they, you know, gave him all kinds of information about his religious choice, and then they shipped him out to Minnesota for about 6 weeks to a deprogramming camp. And I don't know if they still run these places, but apparently you can get deprogrammed from any religion you want, or even if your parents don't like your boyfriend or your girlfriend, you know, there were people like that. So he was there for 6 weeks, and he came back and tried to get in touch with me. But by that time, I was really very involved with what I was doing. I was studying the Vedic scriptures. I was getting up at 3 o'clock in the morning and chanting and dancing and meditating and hearing classes for hours. And he was stalking me for a while. And he contacted my father, and he asked my father to give him $10,000 to get me deprogrammed. And my father, still not too happy that he had gotten, the boyfriend had gotten me into this in the first place, was not too keen on giving him $10,000 to get me out. So I was in, and I actually stayed in the Hare Krishnas for 10 years. And it was very cool. I mean, I really got to dive in deeply to something. I felt like I was like, it was the equivalent of a PhD or something in spirituality and spiritual life. And it was very positive in many ways. But on the other hand, after 10 years, I felt like I was living in clothes that were too tight. And it just didn't feel right. And more importantly, I started to feel very numb. Like all the spiritual fervor that I had that brought me to that place was suddenly gone. And I was just feeling nothing. So it was probably the most difficult thing I could do to get out. Not because they were preventing me, but, you know, after you've committed yourself for those many years, and I didn't have anything in the outside world. I had been cloistered. So I had to go through a really significant dark night of the soul where I had to, you know, live with the possibility that there may be no God in my life, that God would turn his back on me. And it was very, very difficult. Probably the only more difficult thing was actually joining. And it was a similar thing where I had to transform so completely out of my mindset. And to this day, it's been many years, but to this day, I'm still working on integrating the whole experience and trying to take the good and live my life in a way that's sort of free from the belief system that I was so committed to. But I don't know, have I passed 5 minutes yet? Okay. Anyway, so we met up again about 6 years later, the boyfriend and I, and it was very fascinating because he was like, what happened to you that day? And I was like, what happened to you? And we were really very, very serious and just hadn't seen each other in many, many years. But he had gone back to Christianity, and at the time I saw him, I was still in the Hare Krishnas, and he used to look kind of like John Lennon. He was tall and thin and kind of cute, and he was really big and fat, so it wasn't as hard to no, but anyway, I guess the real ending of the story is that when I thought I was going to find darkness, I really found a full spiritual life just within myself, and I continue to. But I have to say, like, my mantra for all those years was the Hare Krishna mantra, which I don't know if you know it, I'm going to say it. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. And my mantra at this point is, this is my fucking life.